Supercoach.
Good morning to you, coach. How are you?
G'day, guys. Yeah, good. Good. Been a good week.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Obviously, off the back of a disappointing loss last week. I'm going to soften you up with an easy one, JL, before Kimber comes in with a Carolyn Wilson. So, you know, what did you learn from the Sydney defeat?
Oh, there's a few things, mate. They tried to chip the ball around a little bit too much on us and succeeded. So that was really disappointing, that third quarter. And the way we finished the game was, you know, really poor in a lot of ways. 9 points up in the last quarter and then lose by 17. It's not a great finish. So, that was largely due to the contest. And we weren't quite good enough in the contest all day, to be honest. So there's a few things to tidy up.
Oh, good answer.
Yep. Justin, tell me, please. I love that you started laughing before I even asked my question.
Well, that led you into it, really.
Justin, free-to-air football, a human right or a paid privilege?
Oh, I think it's, oh, well, it's human right, really, I think. And it's something the AFL should really be striving for, to be able to get free-to-air footy in each state, especially of the teams that are from there. I think it's the only way we can grow, that you keep growing the game and keep fans engaged more often. So I think it's a no-brainer, and it's something that has been in the broadcast rights, in previous broadcast rights. So I would hope the AFL are pushing really strongly for it.
Yeah, me too. Mm.
Yeah, same here. We were thinking about turning this chat every week into a subscription only for listeners. Justin, we've got Retro Round coming up, and the 3D anchor is making a comeback. Now, this is the anchor that was sitting on the jersey, you know, between sort of 98 to 2000, one that you would have found yourself wearing, I think, through a couple of years of your playing career there. But have you got any of your old retro gear still floating around from when you played?
No, I don't. Actually, well, I'm made aware of this, of the fact that I wore this jumper in my first game. So I didn't realise that until last night. So I'm really disappointed that I didn't keep all my retro stuff, because fashion's a cycle and it's coming back into fashion now. So some of the stuff we used to wear is a little bit crazy, and this jumper's a little bit crazy. And last year the fans were all over our retro gear. So yeah, hopefully it does well again. And the last time we wore a retro gear, we had a good win, so can't wait to wear it again.
We've just seen a photograph, actually. Kim has pulled up a photograph of you in that jumper.
I just googled Justin Longmuir as a player, and he's in that jumper. Retro.
Yeah, no, she's a bit of a out there jumper. So yeah, hopefully our fans get around it.
Well, of course, mate. Just briefly, you're not with us today in the flesh, but obviously that's may happen a bit more because the AFL have asked clubs to just make sure their COVID protocols are nice and secure. You know, fingers crossed we don't enter the final season with hubs being created, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get to that stage. The AFL, been really clear all the way through the year that games are going to go ahead. And we saw Brisbane a couple of weeks ago lose five or six players in the 1 week, and just really does your chances of winning, or makes your chances of winning really hard. So, the clubs are cracking down a little bit more and trying to restrict risk. So, makes sense. We've only got a couple of months left of the season. Yeah. So, it's a good sacrifice to make.
Gee whiz, I can't believe this. We're at this end of the season already. It's come around really, really quick. Mm. Big 2 weeks ahead, both Friday night clashes, one away this weekend, Richmond and Fremantle at 5:50 bounce down for us here in the West on Friday night. And, of course, next weekend, home game against the Demons, another Friday night under lights. Justin Longmuir, thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck.
Good on you guys. Thanks.